Welcome to AM Best Audio.
In an era of intensifying wildfire activity, understanding and mitigating risk has never been more critical. Dr. Julia Borman, a leading expert at Verisk, is at the forefront of tackling this challenge. She joins us now to discuss Verisk's wildfire model, its role in helping insurers better understand and assess and price wildfire risk, and its broader implications for risk management and resilience planning. Dr. Borman, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Borman, what motivated Verisk to be the first to submit a wildfire catastrophe model for review under the new California Department of Insurance regulation?
So, California opened up catastrophe models for rate making starting January 2nd, and Verisk has a long tradition of being first. I mean, we were first in Florida to submit our hurricane model when they established the commission. So I think it's fitting that Verisk is first again for California. You know, we have an entire team, my team, that's committed to just doing these types of model review processes. And so we were ready. I think California is ready to adopt these models into rate making. And so looking forward to helping shepherd that in.
So how does this model incorporate recent trends and variables to accurately assess wildfire risks in California?
Sure. So the wildfire model that's been submitted over to California was released in the summer of 2024. And it's got a number of features that I think are really important in terms of capturing wildfire risk across the entire domain, California included. So we have an understanding of climate change and the relationship of weather and wildfire acreage that is built into that model. We're modeling downslope wind events. So if you're looking at the current, you know, LA wildfire situation, you're hearing a lot about Santa Ana winds. That's a downslope wind event that is being captured in the model. And then also, you know, there's a lot of conversation around mitigation, and this model can capture different mitigation activities across the locations that someone is trying to understand the loss on.
Can you explain the significance of the pre-application required information determination process and how it ensures the integrity and public review of catastrophe models?
Sure. So maybe let's clarify the jargon a little. So the PRID is, or we're calling it the PRID, the pre-application required information determination, is a long name. So we call it the PRID. The whole PRID process is the review process itself. So there are many different steps to it. And, you know, we've engaged with the California Department of Insurance along the way as they've sort of been developing this process. But it is meant to ensure integrity. So within it is a 90-day review window where we can discuss with the department and other parties that enter the review questions about the model, understanding how it's constructed, how it's been, you know, how it's come together, what it's capturing, and how users interact with it. So the end result of the PRID is a set of documentation that comes to a user that they attach to a rate filing, and that will go public in the end.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How will the outputs and analytics from catastrophe models bring value to the insurance market in California or more broadly across the U.S.?
I mean, so we've seen the value of catastrophe models in rate making in other states. And, you know, understanding your risk and having tools like catastrophe models for risk assessment is really key to the rating process for catastrophes like wildfires. Catastrophe models are designed to help you understand the risk beyond what just the historical data can tell you by incorporating, you know, science and engineering understanding. And then, you know, that allows rates to be set better and companies to remain solvent and support consumers when catastrophes, you know, like what we're seeing in LA occur.
You mentioned LA, and I know it's early days. Have we learned anything as of yet from this most recent fire?
I think what we're seeing is disastrous, and that's, you know, our hearts always go out to everyone who experiences these sorts of events. I think one of the sort of key takeaways that I have right now is just that these fires, you know, can occur. I think there's a lot of education that can be done, a lot of understanding about risk across, you know, the Western states for wildfire. And I hope catastrophe models, you know, can lend to that process and that understanding going forward.
Dr. Borman, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure to be here.
That was Dr. Julia Borman with Verisk, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.